Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Tuesday, Big Titty Tuesday, September 3rd, 2013. I am Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. We are going to have open lines tonight. I haven't done a show in about a week, and really don't have anything lined up, no agenda, no main topic, no special guest. We're just going to let loose tonight. And there are some things I want to discuss. There's some issues and events going on and some current events that I feel need to be addressed. I was live tweeting the Senate hearing today for the authorization of use of military force in Syria by the United States government. That was very intriguing television today. I don't know if any of you folks caught it, but Treebeard, a.k.a. the Secretary of State John Kerry, sat in front of Congress with Chuck Hagel and also the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And they testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And it was your typical congressional theater, dog and pony show. So I'm going to talk about that for sure. That's right. But the theme of the show is, of course, boobs. It's Big Titty Tuesday. We're celebrating boobs. I'd like to, extend a hand to my feminist sisters across the internet and invite them to call in tonight. This show's about empowerment, just like feminism. You're encouraged to not wear a bra, burn your bras. In fact, call in topless. Might as well be Topless Tuesdays. In fact, that's what I'll change it to, Topless Tuesdays. But, so the theme of my show tonight is boobs, not bombs. Boobs, not bombs. And besides dedicating this show to the celebration of large breastises, there's plenty of reasons to be distracted by boobs this week. Today, Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey answered questions for over 3 hours today at a hearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, a committee that Kerry himself used to chair. It was the first congressional hearing on President Barack Obama's request for authorization to launch a military strike against Syria over their chemical weapons program. Earlier this week, speaking of Syria, SEA, the Syrian Electronic Army, they defaced a U.S. Marine recruitment site. And they have vowed to continue their internet vendetta against U.S. government networks and domains. And they're doing this, of course, in the name of Bashar al-Assad, the current president and head of the regime in Syria. And I found a lot of inconsistencies, a lot of contradictions in what Secretary Kerry, testified with today. I mean, you can just go through, if you go on YouTube and just look up John Kerry Senate testimony on Syria, I think it's about 20 minutes, him with Chuck Hagel and the Joint Chiefs. The guy puts Obama on a pedestal, says, hey, this is up to Obama. This is Obama's gig, baby. Yeah, I'm here to tell you. Yeah, he has the hubris. Yeah, okay, granted,
he was the junior senator from Massachusetts for 35 years or something. He put in his time. He headed that committee. Great, good for him. But he has the hubris to welcome one of his replacements in Massachusetts, and totally condescendingly welcomes him to the committee and to the hearings and to the Senate. I mean, what dick? What an old fag dick move. So yeah. Treebeard, aka John Kerry, our Secretary of State, is pretty much contradicted his entire testimony today millions of times, and I'm going to talk about that tonight. The Syrian Electronic Army. That's right. They defaced a Marine recruitment site. They vowed to continue their disruption. What else? Tomorrow, everybody, Barrett Brown will have a court appearance to conclude whether or not a gag order will be applied to the imprisoned journalist to keep him from commenting publicly until the end of his trial. And tomorrow there's a planned rally by Barrett Brown supporters in Dallas. So I think if you go to freebarrett.org, or maybe it's Free Barrett Brown, I don't know. It's Free Barrett _ on Twitter. Check that out. What's going on tomorrow? If you're in Texas, if you're in Dallas, you should go check it out. If anybody is going to be in court tomorrow, please hit me up. I would love to do a wrap-up show with somebody that is actually going to be there tomorrow. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. Over the past couple of weeks, the ninjas appear to be increasing in numbers, especially recently. I, as a member of Anti-Bacon Sect, they're on my radar. And I was debriefed on some intelligence. And I noticed there's a lot of developments in the ninja community. And Anti-Bacon Sect did launch a few denial of bacon attacks against the ninjas. We're trying to we're just a small niche organization, so we don't really have the capacity to take on the multitude of ninjas out there. But we can do targeted special ops and catch them when they're not looking. Like just yesterday or the day before, we caught my old ninja, the old ninja, the guy with the beard, the ninja with the white beard. Yeah, that guy. I popped out of a manhole the other day, right behind him, and stole the Twizzlers out of his back pocket and replaced it with a dildo. It was awesome. See, that's the kind of selective operations that I do, just small little one-offs like that. Anywho, all right. Tonight, open lines. We can talk about anything and everything. We talk about that stuff. We can talk about ninjas. We can talk about Barrett Brown. We can talk about John Kerry, Chuck Hagel, and the Joint Chiefs. Talk about the Syrian Electronic Army. And, of course, the question of the day is, do you think we should invade Syria? If you go to the or not invade, but just attack Syria at all. Do you think there should be any military intervention by the United States unilaterally against Syria? I say no. And a lot of people say no. The warhawks and the neocons, Obama, basically think it's justified. I feel like it's deja vu all over again. I feel like when I watch John Kerry, I feel like I'm watching a rerun of... What was the Secretary of State that lied to the UN? Or didn't know he lied, but he did. Oh, shit. Why am I... The general that was the Secretary of State. Colin Powell. Colin Powell. Thank you. Ninjas in Paris. Thank you. See, ninjas are worth something. You know, at least ninjas in Paris. At least those French ninjas have it together. You know what? I should give you guys a big ups in the chat room here before we get rolling here. I do have a call on the line. I'm going to get to that very shortly. If you're holding, please be patient. I'll be right with you. I just want to say hello to my friends, loyal friends in the chit chat room. Let's see who we have in here. Anomi, welcome in, Anomi. Anthesis in the house. Welcome, Anthesis. Atomic Ray in the building. Welcome, Atomic Ray. Becalina in the house. Becalina, welcome to the show. Canadian Glenn. I don't have derpies. What the fuck are you talking about, porno puppy? Canadian Glenn in the house. Canadian Glenn had firsties in the chat room. Canadian Glenn holding it down. Several guest listeners, people not logged in or lurking, thank you for listening. If you're on Twitter, feel free to tweet me during the show. I do respond to tweets. I try to make this an interactive program. I take calls. I take questions from the chat room, from Twitter. It don't matter. Who else do we have in here? We have Nick Knack. Welcome to the show and the chat room, Nick Knack. I hope you'll be calling at some point. And Thesis says, all guests are Sabu. Okay. Ninjas in Paris. NIP in the house. What else do we have here? Oh, Constantine. Old school BTR. Constantine in the house. Speaking of old school BTR, Old Rooter in the chat room as well. Old Rooter, good to see you hanging out. Porno Puppy, another BTR stalwart. He's a... broadcaster. He does a show on Saturday nights. He's Canadian. Don't hold it against him. He's a good guy. That'd be Porno Poppy. Host of Radio Free Rover. And Sea Panther. Welcome, Sea Panther. Zert. Vert. I combined Zora and Vert into Zert. Zort. No. Vert, thank you for joining me. I'm glad to have you holding it down here. And rounding it out, the lovely Zora. Thank you, Zora, for kicking it here with me. And your calls take priority tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start things off with, look who it is, Old Rooter. What's up, Old Rooter?
Not much, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Can you turn your radio, your speakers, or whatever in the background down, please?
Well, I think what's going on is, The wife is, hold on a second, let me...
Can you tell her to turn the TV off? Tell her to mute the television, please.
That's what the thing is, it's like the original Buffy going on back here. You know, like the hot blonde...
I don't care if it's Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to hear that shit either. How's that? I turned it down a little bit. I'm not playing anything, I promise. It's like a fucking TV. I'm not doing my normal, typical music playing shit. I wanted to answer some of your questions you were spewing out on your call.
Old Rooter, please, by all means, go for it.
Well, yeah, you got to ask the questioning. I heard something about Syria and pudwhacking and something about glass-filled hand jobs. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, well, I've noticed if I dip my wick in a 5-gallon bucket of liquid latex and pull it out, the glass on the palm of the dude that's giving you the hand job, it doesn't actually gash you as much as it does, like, give you paper cuts. You know what I'm saying?
No, I have no idea what you just said.
Oh. Hold on. I'll take another drink, sir. I actually... Yeah,
you need it. You need it. That's Old Rooter, everybody. Old Rooter, an old school BTR host in his own right. Good guy.
I am a thank you.
Huh?
You're the first one that's ever called me a good guy.
I'm looking. I talked about in my opening there. I talked about the ninjas. There's a couple ninjas that look like they're conspiring to sue me via the my lawyer ninja. I don't appreciate this. Got turned in. My prude ninja. I didn't even know there was a my prude ninja. Prudence, what the? My prude ninja says he didn't steal my Twizzlers. He stole them from my old ninja. Now, why would you bring that up? I mean, I confess to it. Please, you know, that's water under the bridge. Come on. I don't even know who my prude ninja is. How many whose sock is that? Give me a break. 73 followers. Holy shit.
Who's got 70? Is 73 a lot?
I think so for a ninja I just barely heard of. Who's
well? If a ninja has 73 people following him, he's fucking up.
And my prude ninja has been following. It looks like it might be a chick though. My prude ninja has a flower in its head.
I will tell you. You know why chicks can't be like real ninjas, right?
No, why?
Well, when they're walking, they tend to leave snail tracks along the ground, like a slug. You know that silver line when you go out in your driveway and you see those things, you don't know where to talk. Where the hell did that little shiny line come from on my concrete driveway? Well, it was a chick ninja sludging her vag across your shit.
I don't think it was. I think it was a snail, dude.
A snail?
I think it was a snail, and you are an acid, okay?
Is that like a euphemism for female?
Lay off drugs, bro. Lay off the drugs.
I'm on port tonight, sir.
Yeah, same thing. Alcohol is a drug. Thank you. You proved my point.
Alcohol is like an enabler. It enables me to call the best show on Blog Talk Radio.
Are you talking about my show?
Well, yeah, because 20 minutes ago when I first cracked the little crack top on my twisty top off port wine, I was too scared to call anybody. But then I drank about a third of it and hammered down. I got liquid courage, and I'm talking to you. And if Mark Chestnut was doing a show, I'd have to get drunk to call him. You two are like my number ones.
Sorry, I nodded off for a second there. I fell asleep. What'd you say?
Nothing. I didn't
say
anything.
Could you turn down the radio? Could you turn that down for a second? Do you mind?
Because I actually have to get up and do this, take these headphones off, walk over to my...
How about this? Can you self-mute yourself?
Okay, like... Or should I, like... No, okay, I'll self-mute myself, and then I'll turn that off and come back.
There you go. Now you're thinking. Now you're using your... My God. I apologize, people. Let's bring on another caller. I think we have Nature Boy with us. Nature Boy. I think it's Nature Boy and Diesel Kilgore. Welcome to the show, Nature Boy and Diesel Kilgore.
Yes, thank you. Woo! Thank you, Vincent May. It feels good to be back home. It's all, we're back home on Vince and today. That 1965 radio ripoff artist.
I'm not a 1965 radio ripoff artist. I wasn't even born
in 1965. You are a 1965 radio ripoff car salesman with a part in your hair who needs your ass kicked.
Is this
you correct the Nature Boy?
I don't talk to you in months, and this is what you do? You insult me on my show? What the fuck, dude?
What the fuck, man?
What the hell is that? I don't even
know. Diesel Kilgore is here to say hello, my friend.
Hey, Diesel Kilgore, good to hear from you, man. It's been a long time. What's been going on?
I know it's been a long damn time. Don't be out there sledging your badge on the ground with old Rooter. It's not good for you. Sledging that badge.
Well,
I gotta
gyrate my meat flaps to somebody tonight, okay? It's open
the
line.
Oh, God, there you go. Don't do it on the concrete. It might hurt.
It's either him or you idiots, so, you know, it's a lose-lose.
Oh,
lose.
No. Oh, idiots now. Wait a minute. We're the ones who made your show the great entertainment juggernaut that it is today, and all of a sudden you want to disrespect the nature of the man who brought you to the desk? There would be no 1965 radio ripoff show for these idiots to listen to if it wasn't for the limousine ride. Woo! Jeff Bryan! Woo! Chris Stewart! Woo! Willis Dillon! Woo! Don Perry, I'm drinking! Woo! Son of a gun!
I'm supposed to...
You better ship up, or I'll ship you out into me. Shake
up! What a fucking zoo. This show's already a disaster. What? Old Rooter, you're back.
I'm supposed to self-mute myself with, like, the one and only God on your show there?
God! Tell him, Rooter! Tell him!
Dude.
He's got God on his show, and he wants to act like a nut.
Ric Flair is a god.
A god. There you go.
A god.
Not, dude. He's an idiot, man.
An idiot? Are you just jealous, Smith? Oh, someone sounds a little jealous there. Fits in the bay.
Hey, I was the kid that drove him around in his big old limo back in the day.
Space Mountain, baby.
What was that?
They don't know nothing about Space Mountain. His dick is so small he pisses on his nuts. No.
All right, you know what? I don't appreciate that. That's what you're going to call into my show and just insult me?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm telling you to deactivate your account. Get the hell out of here. Save this network from the disaster of having to hear your voice another night.
Rick!
Be
Anthony!
Rick! 404!
Tell him
about it! Where is Debbie Dunlow Daly when you need her? Debbie! You get over here and do 404 in this bastard riot. Call Diggy! Call Levy! And tell them 404 this is the name! Right now! Where is Moxie when you need her? Where is she? Whoa! You need to get some talent back on this damn show! Moxie! Kenmore! The one angry Jew! Number two, you need to do something. You're damn near dead here, Vince. Don't you play that damn... No! Don't you play that damn... No, you turn off.
I'll be right back. Thank you, Nature Boy. Thank you very much. We'll check you out in a little bit.
Yeah.
Nature Boy sucks donkey cock. Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, Vince in the Bay back with you. I'm once again your audio erotic host for the next hour and 30 minutes. It's open lines tonight. We can talk about anything and everything on your mind. It's open lines, so I'm taking calls. I got Old Rooter with me. He's on hold right now while I take a new call. I tried to screen this call in the in the green room, but nobody would respond to me. But it sounds like a bunch of people, or it sounds like somebody connected to a tiny chat or something, because it sounds like a lot of people on there. So let's see who this is. Here we go. We're going to unmute this channel now. Okay, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Caller, that's not hello? Me, is it?
That's totally you. Oh, you know what? This is somebody else. I'm sorry. Is that Bert?
Yeah, that's Bert.
That's totally not what I was expecting. You know what? I think I screened a different call and then went away, and then you called in. And I just, wow, that's weird.
No,
but,
you screened me, but I didn't have my fucking mic plugged in.
So
I was sitting there saying, hey.
Oh, all right. Well, got you now. You sound loud and clear now. You sound great. What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Oh, don't even go there.
Go where? Your mind? Okay,
my
we can
mind.
Go somewhere else. What do you think about Syria? What do you think? Hey, I talked about Syria. What do you think? Did you watch John Kerry's testimony before Congress or the Senate today?
I did not watch it. I heard a lot about it. And no,
yeah.
I'm definitely with you on we should just leave them the fuck alone. Why the fuck are we even worrying about it? Sorry about
the
cussing.
Well, he got challenged by a few people. Of course, as you expect, Rand Paul had quite a bit to say and challenged him. And I think he exposed a really big one of the many gaping, just ridiculous. Contradiction of terms. Like there's a 1 minute segment where Rand Paul is challenging him, and Rand Paul goes from like, hey, okay, check this out, don't you think if we bomb Syria there's a better likelihood that Hezbollah will attack Israel or whatever? And
yes, exactly.
Yeah, and Kerry says, absolutely. Israel is more endangered by this, absolutely. So Rand Paul goes with that. Like, okay, well, if they're more likely then to do it, then if we do it, that means Hezbollah will attack Israel. Is you know, don't we need to protect Israel? And he's like, oh, no, I'm actually confident Israel can take care of themselves. They defend themselves against Hezbollah all the time. It's like, well, then it's a moot point. What the fuck, you idiot?
Yeah, I actually read the whole thing.
Don't trust me. Just listen to it from the horse's mouth or the tree beard's mouth. Here's John Kerry mixing it up with Rand Paul and contradicting himself about Syria and Hezbollah and Israel within a 1 minute and 17 second span. Check it out.
I can make it crystal clear to you that Israel will be less safe unless the United States takes this action.
There you go, right there. First of all, let me be crystal clear. Israel will be less safe without this action, okay? That's what he starts with. Israel will be less safe. We must protect Israel, right?
I can make it crystal clear to you that Israel will be less safe unless the United States takes...
Israel will be less safe, okay? Just remember that.
I can make it crystal clear to you that Israel will be less safe unless the United States takes this action. Iran and Hezbollah are two of the three biggest allies of Assad. And Iran and Hezbollah are the two single biggest enemies of Israel. So if Iran and Hezbollah are advantaged by the United States not curbing Assad's use of chemical weapons, there is a much greater likelihood that at some point down the road, Hezbollah, who has been one of the principal reasons for a change in the situation on the ground, will have access to these weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, my God.
Israel will for certain be less secure.
But I would also argue that it would be more likely that Hezbollah will attack because of this attack in response.
And Israel feels quite confident of its ability to deal with Hezbollah if they were to do so. You will notice that Israel has on several occasions in the last year seen fit to deal with threats to its security because of what's in Syria, and not once has Assad responded to that to date.
Dude, in one minute he goes from saying, dude, we totally have to protect Israel because they'll be less safe with Assad out there on the terror, on the prowl, which he's already been for 15 years or so, plus his dad, like 30 years of Assad. Give me a break. Suddenly now it's a problem.
Come yeah, the whole situation.
Treebeard, please. Treebeard, please. And by the end of it, of his exchange, he suddenly backpedals and says, "Oh, but Israel could totally take care of themselves, dude. Hezbollah ain't shit." Well, okay, then what's the big deal? Why do we have to protect him then? What the fuck, dude? Make up your mind. Flip-flopper. This is what he was accused of when he was running for president against George Bush. He got swift-voted because he's a fucking flip-flopper. That's what he does. He flippity-floppity floops. So what do you think of that, Vert?
I think the whole situation's foobar, and it's going to cause nothing but problems for everybody over there and us, definitely. So just let them have their little civil war. We had a fucking civil war, and it turned out great until fucking corporations took over.
Well, people forget that they got some help. People forget that the Union got some help in the Civil War early on. Actually, it was a monarchy that helped the Union early on. They had Russian sea ships were docked in both East and West Coast harbors to ward off any possibility of British or French entanglements on the part of the South, because British and Britain and France were both going to tag team and help out the Confederates, but thanks to the Russians, they got kind of neutralized. So people don't know that. It was like early on. I think it was like, I don't know. I don't know my Civil War whatever timeline, but I don't know. Maybe Constantine. Maybe Constantine knows. Let's see. He might. He seems like a smart guy. He might be a historian of sorts. I haven't heard from him in a long time. Constantine, welcome to the show. You're on with Vince and Vert. What's going on?
And Vince in the Bay, one of the Iron Men of BTR. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastical. It's been a great program. I had one old school BTR person on earlier, mm-hmm. Old Rooter, and now you. This is great. This is like turn back the clock night.
Yeah, it's nostalgia day, isn't it? I tell you what, I remember the back in the day. He used to serenade us with the guitar, and you know what? His singing isn't the greatest, but he can play guitar, so I got to give him that. But as for the current situation, you know, my take on it is, you know, frankly, whether you like Israel or not, bar none, nobody really argues, one of the best standing armies and air forces in the world, thanks to us, partially, but also thanks to the fact that, well, you know, you just don't fuck with Jews because they believe in that eye for eye thing, and they take it real, real seriously. So, I mean, I think that really, you know, Israel really doesn't need our help, really, to protect themselves because, you know, they do that eye for eye thing. They mean business, you know. So, but that's my take. You know, as far as the Civil War thing, it happened around 1862, right about the end of 1862. And I remember reading that that's one of the reasons why the United States tried to convince England that they owed us Canada because of all the help they tried to give to the South. Yeah, well, but it didn't work out. Who knows?
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. This is Vince in the Bay. I'm with Constantine. Constantine is a longtime BTR caller and host. Constantine, what have you been up to lately? Do you do shows anymore? Are you on a different platform? What's your deal?
Number one, I'm not Jewish. I'm Greek. Big difference. The other thing is I've been doing voice work for quite some time now. I do like audiobooks and do like voices for, you know, games and, you know, I do character voices, you know, stuff like that. But BTR is where I got my start, you know, so. And right now I'm just about to go down to Blizzard South, which is in Austin, Texas, and do a casting call for one of the new games they're going to be doing there. I don't know what it is yet, but yeah, most people don't realize that California has a lot of gaming companies, but Austin is getting to the point where they have a lot of stuff down there as far as gaming content and gaming companies and stuff like that. Why Austin? I don't know. Well, if you ever been to Austin, it's pretty nice, really. You know, it's not like the most rest of Texas. It's relatively liberal there. So,
Brown, dude. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm with Constantine. I have some more chit-chatters in the chit-chat room. I want to welcome to the chit-chat room Atomic Ray, several more guest listeners. It looks like Meeps Kittyfuck is in the house. What up, Meeps? I noticed, Meeps, that you tweeted something about, not sure what's going on, Vince in the Bay sounds more like a Wrestle League radio episode. I take offense to that. I'm actually offended by that. I know that was said in a malicious way too. Look, I try to put out a quality broadcast, and you know, my last handful of shows have been pretty much a targeted audience, a guest with a specific topic. Tonight, I'm just letting loose. Ladies, you just take off your bra, relax. It's you know, we're celebrating breasts and trying to distract ourselves from drooling over boob pictures to discuss the day's events that we should that are important. I mean, not important as boobs, but
Keep us abreast of it either way.
I will we'll keep you abreast, of course.
Thank you.
Ladies,
now that's good,
like,
BTR entertainment.
Ladies, if you'd like to join us, it's 347-826-7667. We've been talking about John Kerry, a.k.a. Treebeard. We've been talking about Syria. What else? Are you keeping track of Barrett Brown at any, Constantine?
No, I mean, I heard a little bit about it, but, you know,
that's kind of
really
local.
Interests me
that's
much.
That's local to you, though. It's going to be a big story. It's going to be like the next sort of cult hero, Bradley Manning sort of activist cause. And that's going to start heating up tomorrow. People are demonstrating outside of the court where he's getting he might potentially get a gag order and won't be allowed to practice as a journalist from prison. Up until now, he's been incarcerated for over a year. Without a trial, he's awaiting trial. There's like a bazillion terabytes of evidence in his case. It's taken both lawyers on both sides over 9,000 days to inspect. So, God knows. I mean, he's gonna when he finally gets up to trial, he's gonna be in prison for almost 2 years in pretrial custody.
Big difference, though, in county jail and prison, though. You know, I mean,
so he's in a federal penitentiary. He's going to federal court tomorrow to potentially have a gag order placed against him. He's going to be in a Dallas federal court, and this could be huge because up until now he's been able to actually write articles from prison, and they've been pretty good articles, and most of them don't really touch on his case at all. I don't think they would damage. I mean, obviously everything that he keeps publishing is going to be, you know, liable for to be evidence, but I don't think I think his lawyers are smart and probably, you know, screen everything. Obviously, the government and his lawyers probably vet everything he puts out. So,
well, the prosecution probably loves every single word that he writes. Somehow, hoping that they give something that's going to hurt him. It's only going to hurt you. You're waiting trial.
Yeah, he's the more he opens his mouth, the better. If you're the prosecution.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, President Jackson said it so well. You know, one of the great rights. One of the great things about America is you have the right to make as big of a jackass out of yourself as you want to, you know. But, you know, the thing, your wedding trial, man, you don't need to be doing that kind of stuff, you know. I mean, either that or you need to void your case at least. But, you know, I don't think, you know, that sitting there writing letters, you know, is one thing. Broadcasting, you know, that would be a totally different deal, but... You know, you're walking on dangerous ground. You know, but I think probably just I don't know what's your take. Is this a person, generally speaking, that you would think would be wise in the first place, though?
No, not very wise individual at all. I mean, he's a brilliant writer, brilliant journalist, great investigatory journalist, but he's fucking he's nutters, dude. He's borderline tinfoil. He's out there. He's on the fringe. You know, a lot of the stuff that he was working on has been sort of vindicated now that all this Snowden and NSA revelations are out there. It sort of reinforces what he was studying the whole time, was all these government contractors like Palantir and Stratfor and all these. You know, Lab 41, all these Intel-related startups, et cetera. It's whatever.
That is true, yeah. But, you know, something I've noticed, you know, generally speaking, especially when you deal with creative, artistic, you know, writing type of people, you know, the ones that are really good are usually the ones that are mavericks, that are, you know, eccentric. weird, you know, whatever you think. But the thing is to be good and to be in radio, you know this, though. I mean, I don't tell you anything you know. You got to kind of raise the edge or you're not interested. Who's going to listen to you if you're boring? You know. Well, somebody
People.
Some of these people. Some people that say some crap in your chat room might. Hey, don't downplay yourself that bad, though. I mean, but, you know, that's the way it is, though. The more the more cutting edge you are and the more extreme you are, the more likely somebody's going to listen to you.
Hey, Constantine, we got a question for you.
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter is asking, what is your Twitter handle?
I'm not Twitter pated. Sorry.
Dude. Or where are you?
I've never really gotten on there. You know, I mean, I don't know. Did you ever watch Bambi? I don't want to be Twitter pated.
I loved Bambi. Bambi was excellent.
Oh, I don't know. I just never really gotten around to doing it. I have a fan club, and I have an agent and all that kind of business. And I don't know. They just haven't set me up.
Take down your pants. Are you on the level? You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
347-826-7667. Ladies, we would love to have you join us. Don't take down your pants. Well, you can take down your pants, take off your pants, but undo your bra, too, and join us for Big Titty Tuesday. I'm Vince of the Bay with Constantine. He does not have a Twitter. Don't ask. We're going to go to the lines. Unscreen caller on the wild card line. You're on the air. Who's this?
Take him to Detroit. No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
Really? That's all you got? Two minutes. Really? Hello? Are you there, caller? Caller. Oh, he hung up. What a dick. What the fuck was that all about, man?
Forbid.
Ski-delicious cunt on Twitter says, what? Constantine doesn't have a fucking Twitter? Lynch him. You got a fan club out there that wants to electronically, digitally stay in touch with you. Do you have a Facebook, dude?
Well, think about it.
How can these women?
Yeah. I've got a YouTube. You know, I mean that's where I do most of my voice
YouTube.
Stuff.
There you go, YouTube. You got it. Right there, YouTube. Check them out.
But you know, Twitter paid. I may delegate that to somebody else.
Paste the YouTube into the chat room so we can. I don't even know if I have that.
You don't know if you have a YouTube.
No, I don't know what your YouTube is. I want to promote
channel, dude. Like, dang, Vince, if you don't know if you have a YouTube or not, you know, you need to get some rest, brother. But, yeah, okay.
I do need some rest, but I just want to know your goddamn YouTube, bro. What is it? Paste it in the chat room.
Okay, sure. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness. 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello. Give me a break. This is what you got. Thank you. apologize, people. Okay, moving on. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good evening. I'm a first-time caller. This is D. Brown Beasley.
Brown Beasley. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Well, come on. I'm just here. I'm semi-fascinated by the depth and the articulate conversation that's currently taking place in the chat room. When I first came in, I thought everybody was talking about me because some...
You're paranoid? Everybody's paranoid. Welcome to the club.
Now, well, I'm not. Well, I am a little paranoid. Just because you're paranoid does not mean they're not out to get you. Please remember that. But apparently...
That's correct. Right. That's correct.
I borrowed that. Do you know who coined that phrase?
I believe that was Attila the Hun.
No, actually, it was Malcolm X.
Incorrect.
That's the correct answer. Attila the Hun.
No, it's not.
He grunted and groaned. At any rate, Barrett Brown.
Dominique Wilkins said that. Dominique Wilkins.
Well, he's another example. I just want to comment real quick. You know, someone is being castigated and vilified for not having a Twitter account, and Twitter's highly addictive, along with Blog Talk, along with all of the social networks. And I don't know. I think it's almost all right.
Correct.
The less information that you have out there, the less digital footprint for the NSA to listen to you and compile about you, and maybe one day jail you unjustly and hold you without charges with the NDAA, is probably a good thing. So those that don't have Twitter or Facebook don't feel bad.
Yes, and you can be enigmatic.
I don't know what enigmatic means. Can you?
It means retarded. Slightly retarded. 347-826-7667. It's Vincent the Bay with my guest tonight, Constantine, and also we're joined right now by Brown Beasley.
All right.
Brown Beasley. Did you have something you wanted to? You were talking about Constantine and his lack of a Twitter account. I suspect that you also do not have a Twitter. Is that correct?
I did have it. No, I do not now, and I do not have a Twitter account now. Partially because it was taking up so much time. However, I do save people's Twitter pages, and I don't interact with them. I guess it's called lurking, and I'm finding my...
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
All right. And I find myself, staying in touch, staying younger, and even some people that I think are cool living vicariously through their imaginary Twitter life.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? The internet is fucking serious business, man. Twitter is for real.
Everything happens on Twitter first.
I know. That's where you find out about everything and release it to the world.
I've got some breaking news.
Oh, no. What do you have?
No, this is true. Apparently, Ariel Castro...
That's my ta-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
Oh, really? Ariel
Castro killed himself. He hung himself. That's the report.
What? Ariel Castro?
So I guess that's a...
You gotta be shit.
No, that's the news. That's the truth.
Wow. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This just in. Ariel Castro's hung himself. We go down to our international... South American correspondent Brown Beasley with the report. Go ahead, Brown.
Well, we're reporting from State Penitentiary here in Ohio, and apparently Ariel Castro was found in his cell this evening, and he was hanging by his shoestrings. Now, it's not known why someone who should be on suicide watch, his shoestrings were made available to him. Apparently, there were over 1,000 pairs of shoestrings that were found in Ariel Castro's cell, and that's all that they're telling us, right?
Has there been any comment from Fidel? Has his brother Fidel has said anything?
Pardon?
Fidel Come Castro, in. His brother. What'd he say?
Caramba.
Fidel Castro, we haven't heard from him as of yet, but we have heard from another famous Cuban, and that is Ted Cruz's father, who happens to be Cuban, apparently he felt that it was a sad thing in the passing of Ariel Castro.
Amazing. Once again, this just in. Ariel Castro, brother of Raul and Fidel, has committed suicide with his shoestring, ladies and gentlemen.
The shoestrings, hold on, the shoestrings were, they were pink shoestrings.
Oh, my God.
They were pink shoestrings, and we don't have any more information to report on this at that time, but we will stay in touch and keep you updated. Over and out.
All right. Thanks a lot, Brown. Appreciate the report. I'm just waiting to be right back after these messages. Be right back.
Like it hurt. What you don't like, work? Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
All right, we are into hour number two of Disorderly Conduct. It's Big Titty Tuesday, September 3rd, 2013. I'm Vince, and I'm happy that you have all tagged along with me here this whole broadcast. It's been fun to mix it up here after having some pretty serious and dramatic episodes. It's nice to open up the lines and just let things flow. And we're flowing it tonight with Constantine. What's up, Constantine? How you feeling right now?
Hey, doing good. Good complaint. Not going to.
Not on Twitter, but he is on BTR.
Nah. Yeah, I used to have a Twitter account, but I signed with a talent agency. That's one of the things. I couldn't be on anything like that unless it was like monitored by them, so I shut it down. I used to have one, come to think of it, but it was couple years ago. So, but hey,
it's whatever.
It is what it is. You know,
it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't.
Mm-hmm. Now that too, but you know, I mean, it's like I haven't heard it or seen any breasts yet, though.
Yeah, it's kind of tough when I want to talk about current events, and my Tuesday show is normally called Big Titty Tuesday, and it kind of, I think it alienates a part of my audience. I think I got to come up with a different name for Tuesdays, because I think...
I'm thinking it's probably not the men, though. Hmm. Probably not.
Well, that's all I've been getting on the phone line tonight is men. If you want to call in, the ladies go to the top of the list. The female call in line is 1-347-826-7667. You can join Constantine and Brown Beasley. Brown Beasley is still here. What's up, Brown Beasley?
Okay. I'm just kicking back, digging the scenes. Funning and jiving and digging the skin I'm in.
All right.
Well, we need to be a little bit better.
Bartender, I'll have what he's having, please.
no elk. Well, perhaps you can have what I'm having if you were to frequent a bar in Amsterdam.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. You ever been to Amsterdam?
No, I have not. I live in Northern California, though, so I kind of feel like I live in Amsterdam, sort of.
It's actually better here. I'm in Northern California myself now.
Oh, yeah.
What a coincidence is that. I called some blog talk shows and talked to people in Australia, England, a lot in the Midwest, a whole lot of yahoos from the South.
Oh, tell me about it.
I haven't bumped into many people in Northern California, from Southern California, but the air is better up here and the traffic's not as bad, from Los Angeles to be exact. Been up here in the Bay Area, for about 6 years now.
It's not a bad place.
No, not at all. It's more dangerous or violent. The crime. I don't remember it being like this when I lived up here
years
ago.
Where are you living? Vallejo? Where the fuck are you? There's
no.
I mean,
well, I don't know. Judging from his accent, I would say Oakland. Maybe the hills.
Really?
No, actually, I'm
in Walnut Creek.
Oh, that's that's not so bad.
No, it's not. But you look at everything that's all around you. You look at all the news that's all around you, and I see the things that are going on, you know, in Vallejo and Oakland, and gosh, even San Francisco doesn't seem like it's what it used to be. And they tell us that crime is going down. You know, a real armpit that I was consider moving before because
Milpitas.
No, Antioch. Good grief.
Antioch. Yeah. Uh huh. Sure.
You go visit there in the daytime, you wouldn't know that it was. I think they call it Little East Oakland now, and it looks like the suburbs. The area that I looked, I was going to lease a home out there until I did a little research. You know, looks can be deceiving.
No doubt about it.
Looks can be deceiving. Where in the Bay Area are you? Or are you up in Eureka? Or
I'm actually broadcasting out of Jakarta. I'm on location. I am normally in the Bay Area, but I also do a remote broadcast all over the globe. I'm normally based out of the San Francisco Bay Area, but I am sort of I'm a broadcaster, I'm a podcaster, I'm a freelance journalist, and so I'm covering stories and beats all over the world, and I just so happen to be in Jakarta on a story that I'm working on, and so I'm doing my podcast from there. But normally I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area.
I got you. Let me ask you something. What time is it in Jakarta, Indonesia, right now?
It's 5 a.m.
Quick. I don't know if you're right or not. Let's just assume that you're telling the truth, but it's quite all right.
Why?
You can be anywhere because you can be anywhere that you want to be. On cloud 9, you don't have no responsibilities. On cloud 9, are you that old?
Are you trying to hypnotize me or something? What the fuck's going on?
No. It's like
this. I didn't get that one either.
Oh, that's okay. It's all right. That's the Temptations, actually.
Dude, are you into UFOs or paranormal stuff by any chance?
Am I into UFOs or paranormals?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Coast to Coast with George Norrie or Art Bell.
I have. But I don't.
How about this? You listen to Alex Jones?
I'm familiar with who he is.
Of course. There you go. Downplays it. Got it. Mm-hmm. All right. Continue.
Downplays it. I know who he is. You obviously know who they are.
Well, I'm a media critic, so it's my business to know.
As am I.
347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay with Brown in the Bay, or Beasley in the Bay, however you want to put it, BB in the Bay. We got Constantine, and there's a couple of callers on the line, but they don't have their hands up. I don't know if people, maybe they're first-time callers. If you are a first-time caller, this is how it works. You call in. You can call in and just listen on your phone, or you could also call in and talk. And if you want to talk, you call in, then you press the number 1, and that puts you into the queue of callers that want to be on air. If not, you can just lay low, listen to the show. If you want to pop in at some point, you can press the number 1 at any time, and that'll put you in the queue to talk live. Other than that, dude, we've got like three people on the line that are on hold, but they're just sitting there. So if any of you people sitting on hold want to jump in, just press the number 1, and I'll put you on.
And will you be gentle with them? Will you be kind, or will you just give it to them hard?
Nick Knack says, Nori takes shorter radio breaks than Vince. No way, dude. My breaks, you guys make fun of my breaks, man. They're not that long. I play one song, which is usually 3 to 4 minutes, and then I do a bumper that's like 30 seconds. That's not that long. It's like 5 minutes or so.
They probably don't know what a bumper is, though, Vince.
What's your attention span like that you can't just let the host walk away from the switchboard, stretch out, go potty, take a sip of water, settle back in, and get back into it? Like, I like picking things up.
It sounds like he misses you that time that you're gone. He may have abandonment complex like your dog, you know. When you leave, when you leave your house and you leave your dog inside of the house, generally he's right there waiting at the door for you to come back, not knowing if you're ever going to come back. I have empathy for that caller. I have empathy for that person. He just loves you.
Hey, so yeah, Brown,
he's afraid of his love for you.
Hey, we're really quick before we go to this call, Brown Beasley. What do you prefer being called, Brown Beasley?
I like Beasley. Thank you for asking.
All right. There you go, Beasley. All right, I'm hanging out with Constantina Beasley. We're going to take calls. Here we go. Caller blocked, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. This is Nick.
Nick, what is going on, dude? How are you?
I'm good. Hold on. Let me press one.
No, you already pressed one. That's why I put you on.
He just muted himself.
Hold on. Yeah. Vince, hold on.
What?
I'm going to press one.
You already have one pressed. I hit your hands up. I unmuted you. That's not necessary now.
Hold on. It's a Canadian phone. Hold on.
He's trying to press your buttons, Vince.
Literally.
Is it? I'm sorry.
We've got a double penalty.
Yellow flag on the play.
That's two penalties, and one is on Beasley. Beasley, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Beasley, and 2 minutes, Nick. Knick-knack, 2 minutes. Beasley for using the L word, and knick-knack for, I don't know, being annoying as fuck. Somebody help me. Why don't we have a female call? Meeps, you're a female. You have some estrogen. Call in, Meeps. Save us here.
Yes, please. Give us a call. We'll be very gentle with you, and we'll be very respectful. We're quite romantic gentlemen, actually, aren't we, Vince?
That sounds kind of gay, dude.
Well, yeah. No, well, I'm not gay. But...
That sounds kind of gay.
Hmm.
Meep says, sorry, I'm going to watch Gilmore Girls. Great. Thanks. I appreciate that. That's great.
Yeah, don't blame her. Being not gay, I wouldn't mind watching the Gilmore Girls.
I was just like, I'd love to Vince, but I've got a thing. I got to go to bed. I'm tired. That would have been better than Gilmore Girls. Come on. Even if it is Gilmore Girls, give me some credit.
Well, I can't blame anybody for wanting to watch Gilmore Girls. Either one of them are hot, in different sort of ways. Were you ever like into the whole schoolgirl look,
No. Maybe when I was a schoolboy, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about Heather Graham, though? I mean, not bad looking woman either.
Okay. Yeah.
The creative banner is just wonderful.
347-826-7667. It's Vince of the Bay. I got a caller on the line. People that are waiting to come back and call on the show. Go ahead, caller. You're in the air. Who's this?
Hey, good evening, Vince.
Hey, it's Gonzo PhD, everybody. Welcome to the show, Gonzo. What's going on?
No, not too much, man. I wanted to congratulate you on 81 minutes of content-free radio this evening. Your last show was absolutely outstanding with... Sergeant Biggs?
Yes.
It was Biggs.
Yes, Biggs.
That was the possibly the finest, at least after severe editing, the finest hour plus of actual internet radio you may have put on the air ever. It was on point. You actually gave Biggs time out, though. I got to tell you, that was pretty. You didn't even give the guy didn't have any rules. He was a featured guest. Someone.
That's the thing, though, is I told him, I explained to him it was not anything personal. I used the opportunity to do ground rules. And he was very respectful. He was cool. He laughed it off. It's all good. I think he got the joke.
But you have to watch your show like 50 times to get the joke, or watch your show. God, see, I'm a victim of the past 81 minutes. I'm almost asleep. But no, that was really good radio. I wanted to kind of call and say, as opposed to tonight, for instance, which is, I swear to God, has not had 45 seconds of actual content, the big show was actually really, really good. I mean, good radio. No trolls, no just...
Yeah,
it was really solid shit.
It was awesome. It was a very enjoyable show. I wish more people were there to enjoy it with me live. I think this show is actually pulling as many, if not more, listeners than that one did. It's really a pity that more people didn't listen to it live. But I try to encourage people to call. The best I could do is scrounge up.
You had enough content without a panel.
Sloppy drunk at the end.
You know. No, I mean, just the dialogue and everything in that show was really, really good. I mean, it carried itself. You were able to talk to the guy through the whole time. The people that were talking to him were asking intelligent questions. There wasn't 5 minutes of, you know, so-and-so did 9/11 or, you know, such-and-such an ethnic group is to blame for such-and-such. You know, it was like listening to a totally different show. It's just really good. I just wanted to say it was exceptional, and I knew that you would have to follow up such a show with a show like this, where, I mean, like I said, until I called, there was 81 minutes of completely worthless content, and now I've contributed at least 3 minutes of worthless content, so we're up to 84 minutes, and at any moment you can mute me. And then you owe me a T-shirt. By the way, you getting T-shirts? Is WebDeg going to do shirts for you? Vince?
I think you put him asleep, Gonzo.
Yeah, whatever. He's probably gone off to fill
up his... Instead of Gonzo the Great, you're Gonzo the, well, mediocre.
He likes to mute. He arbitrarily mutes me all the time. He doesn't want anyone to hear his volcano vaporizer filling.
All right.
It's one of those things.
Talking.
He'll be
back.
It
must be an inside joke. Well, I mean, so what do you consider to be good radio? Good, intelligent, intellectually stimulation? I mean,
certainly.
Rarely this.
What I'm saying is if you think you can do better, please lead the way. Live radio is hard. Ladies and gentlemen, just for your information, I had the number one radio show on Blog Talk in my category at one time, and it's harder than it looks. Back to you, Gonzo.
It is. No, I absolutely, you know, I agree. Carrying a show for 2 hours is definitely difficult. And carrying it without a subject or... You know,
open mic is open is what it is. But the thing is it's somewhat entertaining. I mean, it's just like watching a train wreck sometimes. I mean, it's like you don't want to see it, but then again, you don't want to turn away either. So
have you listened to this show before?
Oh yeah, I've listened on and off for years.
Okay, so you've heard the 2 hour marathons of people of pale white guys pretending to be black, screaming about the Jews did 9/11 and all that other stuff. Okay,
well, people
so
find that entertaining.
Through.
Well, the thing is does it get...
They're called wiggers. Come on, let's call them what they are. They're wiggers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does it get butts in seats? Hey, when you're broadcasting, that's the main thing. Are you getting people to log in and listen? You know? Can't argue
the
results.
No, you definitely can't argue with the results, but the problem is when you hit a certain repetitive point, then, well,
all right,
then you sort of have...
Content. I'll tell you what, I'll give you some goddamn content.
Wait a minute, hold on. I thought we were in the green room, Ben, so I thought you muted all of us.
You want to be muted? No problem. Gonzo, muted.
Bye-bye, Gonzo.
Bye-bye, Beasley. You're muted, too. Also, Constantine, you are muted. Everybody's muted. Time out for everybody, okay? Oh, man. 2 minutes to everybody. Oh, shit. What happened? I've instituted chat room martial law. Didn't even realize it. Check that out. How did that happen? I must have inadvertently hit it. That's so crazy. But I should just institute it anyway. There we go. Boom. Reinstituted. Chat room martial law, folks. Enjoy. I'm Vince in the Bay. I would like everybody to take this opportunity right now to reach out on the internet. We need some content. We need a real legitimate guest, okay? That's all it takes. It's just a real legitimate guest. So why don't we all, with the power of Twitter, why don't we all tweet at Miley Cyrus and ask her to call into the show? It's the number is 347-826-7667. If you're in the chat room, here it is. 1-347-826-7667. That's the number. You want to call, copy pasta that into your Twitter, tweet that to Miley Cyrus, get her to call the show, and then we'll talk. Maybe I'll turn the chat room off of moderation mode, take it off of chat room martial law, but it's whatever. Okay. I'm going to bring those people back in just a second, one by one. But before I do, let me bring on Vert. Vert is back. What's up, Vert?
How's it going? Sorry, I lost my Skype minutes.
Oh, no worries. Oh, nothing. You haven't missed anything. I put everybody on timeout, including the chat room. People can't even chat right now.
Hater.
Everybody's complaining, so I'm just going to shut it down for a minute and see how that feels.
Oh no, so, I know Gonzo is always on such a high horse.
Can you do me a solid? Can you tweet at Miley Cyrus and tell her to call my show right now? Hello.
Yeah, not that anybody listens to me on fucking Twitter, but yeah.
It doesn't matter. If she just gets bombarded by enough people, maybe she'll call. I'm trying to get some content on here so I can satisfy my intellectual listeners that want real content. Melinda, everybody watch out for Melinda. Check out what she's up to. She's all for no more wars from Michelle Obama. Antichrist 73 says, I'm frightened. Vince is in my head. That's interesting. Okay, people. I'll tell you what.
Sorry.
Gesundheit. Bless you. Okay, let's bring back Constantine. Constantine, are you there? Hello?
Here, how are you? Hey.
Okay, I'm gonna bring everybody back on. I've relinquished chat room martial law. Meep says in the chat room, the first thing I see when I turn on the chat room, Meep says, "Okay, season 3 of Gilmore Girls. Goosh. I hope Rory hooks up with Jesse and dupes that." Dumps maybe that bore of a boyfriend she has. Dumps, same
yeah.
thing.
Same she thing. Must like the bad boy type.
Yeah, she does actually. That's a good call.
Hmm. Yeah, I was thinking so.
Okay.
But then again, I hate to admit it, but I enjoyed that show.
Okay, 347-826-7667 is the number. Now, my producers are saying that we have Miley Cyrus on the line. This is bullshit. Are you serious? Okay, I think this is Miley Cyrus. What's up, Miley? Is that you?
Hey, y'all.
Oh, my God. Miley Cyrus, what are you doing? Hey.
I'm just twerking it.
You're twerking it.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like you did on the VMAs. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. I'm totally twerking all of my stuffed bears. I'm a furry.
Teddy bear, you're a furry?
Yeah.
Miley, I think you're misguided. I think you're young. I think you need
my
some help.
Daddy had a mullet. What do you expect?
Yeah, but that was part of his shtick, though. Like, the guy was loaded, man. You never had to worry about anything. Come on.
Lots of people had mullets back in those days, though.
Yeah, that was the thing. It doesn't mean anything, man.
Did you have a mullet, Constantine?
Actually, yes, I did, damn it.
Holy
and everybody
fuck.
Else when I was in high school had one.
Did you play hockey?
Hockey? No. In Texas? No.
Hockey players have mullets.
Yes, well, no. No hockey.
You know what, Constantine, you kind of sound like you have a mullet, or somebody that you sound like somebody that would have a mullet.
My hair's kind of long, but no mullets. Yeah.
It could easily be conformed to one, though. True or false?
If I shaved my sideburns, yeah, actually could kind of be.
That's all it takes is shaving your sideburns. You practically have a mullet already as it is what you're saying.
My hair is pretty much all the same length, so.
It's like a bowl cut? You look like you're in the monkeys. What the fuck?
No. It's down past my shoulders. I've got pretty long hair now.
What do you look like, Cousin Ed?
La, 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 la. No, not that long.
So you're saying you're a hippie?
No. I just have long hair. I mean, well, it's not really long.
Okay, we got questions for you, Miley. Miley, we got questions. Check this out.
Okay.
One person says, this is Kink Canyon, says, ask Miley if she can help me with my achy breaky heart on.
Yeah. Hit me up. I'll help you.
What a fucking, you're such a dirty whore. God damn, this is disgusting.
I know.
Are you on Molly? Are you on Molly? Are you on Molly
what?
Or something? Are you on Molly?
No, I was doing some angel
flipping?
Dust earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Angel dust. My God. Can we? Oh, my God. You really need some help.
You're not a very good role model.
You should get your dad to get in touch with Dr. Drew or somebody. You really need some help.
I've been in contact with his producers to be on the next season of Celebrity Rehab.
Really? It's going to be a great episode, I think. That's going to get primo ratings.
But can I just say to all of you fucks who have been comparing my ass to a raw chicken ass, you go ahead and put on them shorts and tell me that your ass looks better. That's all I got to say.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Me or
yeah,
wow.
But maybe we should do some comparison photos. I mean, you know.
They're out there. I've seen them. People are tweeting them to me all fucking week.
Yes, but how would you know whether they're authentic? I mean, maybe you should give some exclusive material for Mr. Vince in the Bay.
I will DM him if he follows me.
I will totally follow. Are you kidding me? I just saw a MyFed Ninja tweet out your my God, you have 13 million followers? Holy moly.
Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal, y'all.
That's so funny. There's like 80 people that follow me or I follow that also follow her. That's kind of embarrassing for them. One of them, coincidentally, is Calogenesis. You know Calogenesis, Constantine?
Cali, yeah. Not well, but yes, I do.
you know, of him. And, you don't think that's kind of ironic that he's following Miley Ray Cyrus?
Maybe he likes the way she looks from behind. I have to say I do, too. So.
Is he as old as the rest of your guests tonight? Because I feel like you're, all your guests are from, like, the nearest nursing home.
Dude, you're being a little punk-ass, Miley Ray Cyrus. I'm looking at your Twitter here. It says you have a California face. You're with a down-south rump. You're with a down-south rump. What the fuck? You don't have a down-south rump. What are you talking about?
Hey, down-south, they eat chicken. Lots of it.
Jesus, you're so fucking racist. Are you that white trash?
Yes.
And is it true your new record is going to be called Bangers with a Z?
Yeah.
That's so gay. With a Z, really? Bangers.
I'm a young kid. I grew up on the Disney Network, and we use the letter Z instead of an S.
This is terrible.
So it's a cultural thing.
Generational.
I apologize, people. I apologize to, oh, gosh. Beasley, you're back off hold. My bad. We lost Gonzo PhD. Gonzo, I apologize for keeping you on timeout for too long, but we still have Beasley, Constantine. We now have Miley Ray Cyrus.
Hi, Miley.
Hi.
That's
Can I have
Beasley.
Your autograph?
That's Beasley, Miley Cyrus.
Can I have your autograph?
Yes.
You know how to spell your name?
No.
Hey Miley, do you know Calogenesis? I notice he follows you.
No, I don't.
You should definitely follow him. He's a Blog Talk Radio host. It looks like he hasn't hosted a show in a year or something, but I don't know. He's a cool guy. He's a militant black nationalist.
Well, he seems as irrelevant as my father.
Oh, wow. It's a low blow.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I feel bad for your dad. I'd be embarrassed if you were my kid, to be honest.
Yeah. Miley, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're engaged to be married, but you seem to have perfected this dance, and you seem to like to hang out with the rappers. Are you having sex with black guys?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
All of them, yeah.
All of them?
We have, like, an open relationship.
Okay.
Because my fiancé is too hot just to fuck me. Are you kidding? And I am a whore, so... I will fuck anything, especially the big
guy. So you charge?
No, I don't charge.
Then you're a slut.
She likes the BBC.
Then you're a slut. Yeah, I mean,
I just
like to fuck.
Well, that's okay. That makes you a nympho slut. It does not make you a whore. A whore.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be
charges.
That makes you a perfect Friday night for me.
But the thing is, if you're a whore, that would be implying that you were actually employed, which would be misleading, you know. So,
did you not see me on the VMAs?
You were working it.
Well, you got paid.
I was working it.
Yeah, I believe the term is she was twerking it.
Twerking it, working it, right. I hear you're in the studio with Kanye West.
With Kanye?
Oh, God,
oh, yeah.
Really?
Kim fucking hates me.
Might as well be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kim hates me. I've already gotten letters from her mother telling me to back off Kanye. They have a baby.
You're related
now.
To the Kardashians.
What?
You're not related to the Kardashians?
Well, they hate me.
Well, I mean,
I'm
I have
Kanye.
Come up with a new hypothesis, the reason why you act like you do, man.
Damn.
Sorry, Vince. Blew me out of the way, water.
Have you now or have you ever had sex and or do drugs with Lamar Odom? You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
We did a little cocaine.
Just a little.
Holy shit. You don't have to say this on my show, but this is an exclusive, everybody. Check it out. We got Miley Cyrus. Miley, check this out. We got questions from all over the internet. On Twitter right now, I'm getting bombarded with questions. It looks like we have a question now from My Fed Ninja, who wants to ask you, do you like Will Smith?
He's black.
I only like his cock.
There you go.
His personality is lacking.
Fair enough. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. We've got. Oh, we're getting dangerously close to being dangerously close to the end of the show. We've lucked out. We've finally got some content. Thank you, Gonzo, for blessing us. That was great. Just when he had critiqued us and called us out for having no content, I improvised, put out the word vert. Threw out the bat signal, I think that was Vert that got her attention. And she called in.
You were effective. Is that someone choking a chicken?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of close.
Miley, don't laugh.
I do what I can. Hi, Miley.
Hey.
Okay. 347-826-7667 is the number. We're now going to go to our Canadian correspondent, Knickknack. Knickknack, what's going on?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, Knickknack.
What's
up? Knickknack, are you black?
Just update for all my Twitter online friends. Just want to say Uncle Nick's Rape Dungeon is open this weekend, and we got a good renovation. And all y'all want to visit the Rape Dungeon, just come on down. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, I will rape you in your car.
So
this used to be Nick's House of Pleasure and Pain, right?
Once again, I want to remind everybody, the views and opinions expressed here on this broadcast are not necessarily reflective of the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio, Vince in the Bay, the Blog Talk Radio Network, its users, its follow supporters, staff, sponsors, you name it. They are the...
And Brown Beasley.
And Brown Beasley. They are the thoughts and views of the individuals expressing them only. This is also a no free speech zone, so I reserve the right to give you 2 minutes time out at least for every infraction you make to the rules of the broadcast. And it's your duty to do due diligence to find out what those rules are. And with that being said, we now return you to the broadcast. It's Vince in the Bay with Constantine, Beasley, Miley Cyrus, Vert, and now Knickknack.
By the way, Flasher and Non-Patch, you get 2-for-1 rapes on Saturday night only. Bring the kids.
Oh, my God. This guy's, he's a chronic line stepper.
Okay. Thank you to C. Panther.
Black.
Thank you, C. Panther, for tweeting me. Thanks for the show. You're welcome, C. Panther. I hope I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now Twitter's asking me to follow Billy Ray Cyrus. What the fuck? Twitter's like
Vince, can we talk about
NSA,
non-patches?
Man. Miley Cyrus, are you involved with the NSA at all? Are you a false flag? Are you a limited hangout? What's going on with you? Are you part CIA?
I just want to know if Knickknack is black.
I'm black.
Vince, can we talk about a non-patches?
Oh, God. Can we, please? Yeah, go ahead.
Because if you flash your patch, 2-for-1 Saturday Rape Dungeon, Uncle Nick's Rape Dungeon. We just did the blinds. Amazing renovation. Come on down. Bring the kids.
This guy scares me.
There you go. Knickknack's Dungeon of Rape or Cake or whatever. Well, what I don't even know what it was. Doesn't matter. Knickknack. Mm-hmm. Follow him on Twitter.
Miley.
Rape Dungeon.
What are your thoughts on the situation in Syria?
Wait. 2-for-1 rape dungeon.
Thank God, folks. We only have 12 more minutes of this nonsense left to go, and we're out of here. I really want to thank everybody for sticking around, especially Constantine. It was great to have you call in again. Beasley, fellow Bay Area. Okay. Of course, we're my good pal Vert. And thank you, Vert, for putting up with this nonsense. I hope help you get through the night. Again, this broadcast, in many ways, you can knock it for not having any actual content tonight. But
Vince,
honestly,
I run the number one rape dungeon in all
service,
of Canada.
This is a service to the internet. I basically work as kind of like a diversion for trolls on the internet to take a time out for about 2 hours. You know. You should be thanking me that I've taken these people offline, that they're over here, they're badgering me, they're polluting my chat room instead of your Twitter feed or whatever, or your IRCs or your tiny chats. Well, they're probably still doing it at the same time, but still, it's slowing them down by calling into the show. So you're welcome, internet.
Mm-hmm. You should charge
the number one
rape dungeon
in all of Canada.
Yeah, I'm billing the internet.
Oh, Vince.
What?
Just a thing. My lovely French companion here wants to say something to you. She has a really, really sexy voice.
Oh, yeah. Muted. Please, by all means.
Muted.
Hey, just come over here. Just lean over to the... Okay, go ahead.
Muted. Muted.
Corbetta, you are my daddy. You can make what you want. Say, so big. And you can put house on that.
Preach, hacker. I
want to we get so excited that we wake up at 5 o'clock
skate down your fucking throat, you little fucking faggots.
Who is the bibliotheque?
Mitra Weather.
I don't know if they could hear you, but...
It's turning into audio spaghetti really quick.
Vince, I run the number one rape dungeon in all of Canada.
Just in case you didn't know.
Which part of Canada? I want to visit.
Rape dungeon.
Okay. Let's have silence, everybody. Everybody just relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. It's going to be okay, everybody. We're almost done. We have less than 10 minutes to go. It's going to be okay. I promise. And before we go, of course, we cannot leave. We lost Constantine. Oh, well. Thanks for coming out, Constantine. It was great having you on the show. Until next time, Constantine, peace out. That was a treat to have him on the show. I still have Beasley with me, Vert, Nick, and last but certainly not least, Miley Ray Cyrus. So, folks, how are we feeling right now? Has everybody got everything off their chest?
I'm cool. I got a question, though.
Yeah, go ahead, Beasley, please.
What is the L word? I got put in the penalty box. I got put in the penalty box for the L word.
Yeah, you did. You did.
And I don't know what the L word is.
Literally. Don't say literally.
Literally. Yeah. That's the L word?
Yep.
All right. I run the number one rape dungeon
literally.
In all of Canada.
Miley Ray Cyrus actually just asked for timeout, pretty much. Two minutes, Miley Ray Cyrus. 2 minutes, Miley Ray Cyrus, for saying the L word and also saying the phrase at the end of the day. At the end of the day, illegal. term used on the program. Sorry, you cannot say at the end of the day. I might as well just tell you, Beasley. You can't say at the end of the day. You can't say literally. You can't say what? You can't say.
You say bottom line, like bottom line.
Bottom line is okay.
But it's a cousin of it at the end of the day. But it's acceptable.
No, bottom line is okay.
All right.
That's not an out-used saying at all. It's not an used and abused saying.
All right.
The other one. Oh, in terms of, totally worthless. We cannot use that. Cannot tolerate in terms of. That's about it. Oh, shout-outs. We don't give shout-outs here. Shout-outs are like there's 89-year-old grandmothers that give shout-outs. We don't do that. Okay. That shout-outs, like, hello, what is this, 2002?
Well, there's a specified group of 89-year-old grandmothers that give shout-outs, and those are the 89-year-old Wicker grandmothers, most traditional grandmothers that haven't gone over to the other side. Ha-ha. Don't give shout-outs, but I understood.
This is not even a Wigger thing, really, though. Wiggers are prone to violate this, but people it's just across the board. Justice is blind, and that's how it is with my enforcement of it. And you heard earlier, Gonzo admitted that he thought it was unfair that I put my guest Staff Sergeant Biggs on mute for 2 minutes, give him time out for 2 minutes. I didn't even mute him. I just told him he was muted, and he just was quiet. And what did I do? I ended up just talking anyway for 2 minutes, talking about the rules and telling you exactly what I was telling him. Telling you now. And then he was back on, so it was all good. Is somebody taking a piss on my show? Is that Nick? Nick, is that you taking a piss on my show?
That's allowed. That's not against the rules.
That's totally against the rules.
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah. He
but I don't know
show.
The rules. Okay. We're learning. We know. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know
you
what?
You say tomato, I say tomato.
I had to create that rule because that has been a problem.
It's an amendment.
Yeah, after Schmoop.
I've peed on your show, Vince.
You can pee on me all night long, Miley.
All right, Virg's got to call it a night. Got a broken heart. You guys have a good night.
Oh, no, Virg. Now you tell us. Wow, Virg just rage quit, and he's got a broken heart. That is, what a great way to end the show. Perfect. Cliffhanger ending.
Play me a
sorry.
Song.
He's been. Listen, bitch. I just played you a song. It was fucking Robin Thicke, the shit that you twerked to. Give me a break.
Robin Thicke has Wigger tendencies.
Really? You know what I mistook him for was at first when I saw him on stage, I thought it was George Michael. I was like, oh, George Michael's on. Cool.
George Michael has a totally other condition. But
it's called faggot.
Are you sure?
Well, that's the word on the street.
Okay.
I'm not positive, and it's cool. I wouldn't marry him. But no, he has another condition, and I don't know. He looks like Robin Thicke.
Is it called AIDS?
Okay, Miley, that'll be just about enough from you. I'm going to put you guys on hold for a second, take one more call, and then we're going to get out of here, okay? Let's see. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, I just want to say Rape Dungeon
opened
this weekend, two-for-one rapes on Saturday night. Come on
really?
Down. We just refurbished, renovated. Rape Dungeon.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate that. Anything else?
No, Rape Dungeon.
Okay, I guess we'll just transition to final thoughts.
Hold on, Vince. I'm pressing one. Let me.
Hold on a second, dude. I'm putting you on hold. Okay, thanks for coming out, dude. God. All right, let's go around the horn here. We got that. That was his final thoughts. Let's go with Beasley. Beasley, final thoughts from you.
This Knickknack is a friend of yours. He's a regular on the show here.
Yeah. He kind of. Mm-hmm, unfortunately.
Is he a blood relative or something or?
Oh no. He's Canadian.
Okay. You don't really claim him. You just on the show. You tolerate him.
Oh, you don't even know, dude. Oh, you caught a mild, kind of very tame night. I usually get trolled pretty hard, and Nick is usually one of the more benign trolls.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a friendly troll.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you actually send out larger invoices than the invoice you have to send out for him to keep him distracted, so to speak, to occupy him.
Something like that. All right. Hey, Beasley, do you want to plug anything real quick before we go?
No, nothing to plug. We know what the L word is, and we'll try to catch you guys around the internet sometime in the future. Have a good one, Vince.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for coming out, Beasley.
You got it.
Last but not least, speaking of butt plugs, Miley Cyrus, final thoughts.
I'm just going to keep twerking it and fucking all the big black cocks that I can.
You're such a dirty slutty whore. All right. With that, hey, Miley, do you want to go have phone sex in the green room while I play the song to end the show?
Oh, sure.
All right. Okay, I'll put you in the green room right now. I'll be right there. Thanks for coming out, everybody. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Until next time, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I just said that. Good night, everybody. Peace out.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
you very nice.